Tanandi Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art begins in Adelaide next month. The event brings artists from across Australia to the city, exhibiting artworks in all mediums, as well as an art fair where visitors can buy works direct from the makers. Nikki Cumston is Artistic Director of the festival. She told me about some of the highlights of the festival.
We're working with artists from Bukulangay Mulka in Yirrkala in northeast Arnhem Land. And there's an exhibition that they've brought together called Gurutu, which is looking at the whole universal law that Yolngu people, how they live, how they relate to each other, and through their works of art, how they share these stories of connection with land, sea, sky, and relationships with people. So it's a really diverse and rich gathering of artists, and the works of art range from found materials through to bark paintings to moving image works. There's sound, there's all sorts of elements within that particular exhibition of works.
My understanding is that word means something to do with communicating across the years. Is that part of the theme of it?
So Gurutu, it's a really complex system of relationships and is a way that Yolngu people from birth know where they fit within their own society and how they relate to each other. And so there's special words that talk about the relationship between mother and child, between sister and brother. When they see each other, in some cases people call each other by that relationship as opposed to the name for each other. For non-Yolngu people, it's quite difficult to understand. And I think for us, it's about being able to see through the works of art the complexity of culture and of relationships between people.
How many works from how many artists do you bring to Adelaide as part of the exhibition?
We've got over 300 artists who will be coming to Adelaide for the opening to share in the celebration. And the works of art themselves are ambitious. Each artist has been able to develop up a body of work. So, for example, Uncle Badger Bates, who's a Barkindji artist from the Darling River in New South Wales, he's creating a display which is incorporating all of his carved artefacts, the Nulla Nullas, the boomerangs, the special Mutta Burra club, which is a cross between an axe and a club. He's carving these objects and creating an installation that in a way reflects one of his lino prints. So he normally carves in lino and makes these incredibly rich stories about his upbringing with his granny Moisey along the Barker, the Darling River. And so he shares those stories in these lino cut prints, but now he's recreating this in the method of carving that he's been taught by his granny, which was really about being able to survive on the land by just what you find.
When you see something in three dimensions, you're no longer imagining how it is used. You see and you can sort of think about it more tangibly, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, his way of being able to share the story of the crisis of the Darling River. We also have artists from the Tiwi Islands, and they're creating an installation of the tutini, so the ceremonial poles that are placed during the Pukamani ceremony. People are commissioned to make these incredibly intricately painted ironwood poles, and they're also making some of the tunga, the bark baskets, that are placed on top of the tutini during that ceremony. There's at least 20 artists who are working on this installation, and the Tiwi artists will dance this into the space.
Connecting both the physical art and the language and the movement does create something amazing for people who come and actually experience that, doesn't it?
That's for sure. And that helps us, you know, to understand the all-encompassing nature of Aboriginal art and culture, and that each of the works of art that are being produced are referencing back to ceremonial performance, mark making, and it's about sharing that through the work of art and being able to get a deeper understanding of that connection and the importance of every aspect of art and culture for the artists themselves.
Nikki Cumston, Artistic Director of Tanundi Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art and Curator of Aboriginal Art at the Art Gallery of South Australia. Tanundi opens at galleries across Adelaide on 18th of October this year.